Matt Bevin joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Donald Trump has a problem that he is trying to solve by firing people this week. His problem is that more than 2 years into his administration, he hasn't built any of the wall he promised to build on the southern border with Mexico. Additionally, some of the measures that he has been taking to try and stop migrants and asylum seekers from crossing into the US have hit roadblocks. Last week, he was threatening to shut down the border altogether, but it was stopped by his own party, warning that it would have catastrophic economic consequences. So he's decided to fire his Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. NPR's Domenico Montanaro talked about her legacy.
She oversaw the family separation policy that saw thousands of children separated from their parents and detained, including those seeking asylum. But she also often clashed with the president. He wanted her to go further in taking a hard line on clamping down, especially as migrant border crossings have gone up in recent months.
And apparently it's this that led to her firing. NBC is reporting this morning that the president has been urging Nielsen and other officials to restart the policy of family separation, but she has been refusing to do so. So she's out. And more officials in the Department of Homeland Security are expected to follow as the president attempts to implement tougher policies. But one official at Homeland Security who has nothing to do with border control has also been given the sack. And apparently it has something to do with this.
Mar-a-Lago has been a nightmare for the Secret Service and the FBI right from the beginning. It's indefensible. They know it. It would take a CIA team, for instance, a couple hours to wire the place. And the light sockets, sending signals out that are masked, encrypted, that are covered under AM, FM radio. You can't sweep a place like this, and everybody knows it.
That's ex-CIA agent Bob Baier speaking on CNN about the security vulnerabilities of the president's Florida country club, Mar-a-Lago. There have been interesting security issues there ever since Donald Trump became president and started spending a lot of time at what he calls the Winter White House. The most notable was in early 2017, when Mar-a-Lago members eating dinner on the club's outdoor patio were amazed to see Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe urgently conferring with aides about how to respond to a North Korean ballistic missile test. But last week, there was an even more concerning incident. A Chinese woman arrived at the gates of Mar-a-Lago saying she wanted to use the pool. The Secret Service let her through a security checkpoint and escorted her to the door, where she was allowed to a second checkpoint. Her name partially matched the name of one of the paying members of the club, so she was allowed up to reception, where the receptionist smelled a rat and stopped her from going any further. The Secret Service searched her after she was stopped and found that she didn't have a swimsuit, so she wasn't really headed for the pool. What she did have was four cell phones, an external hard drive, a laptop with a thumb drive that the Secret Service discovered was infected with some sort of malware. By the way, for the cybersecurity fans out there, the Miami Herald reports that the Secret Service figured out the thumb drive was infected with viruses when they plugged it into their system. Smart move. But CNN reports that when the Secret Service went to her hotel, they found even more interesting stuff.
They say they found over $7,500 in $100 bills in U.S. currency. They then say they found 9 USB drives, 5 SIM cards. They also say that they found a signal detector in her hotel room, which the prosecutor said is used to detect hidden cameras. Unclear, obviously, why she would need any of this.
The woman has not been charged with espionage, and the government isn't yet accusing her of being a spy, but they are charging her with lying to investigators and have revoked her visa. The Secret Service is pretty unhappy about the whole thing. They issued a statement essentially saying that the security breach isn't their fault and that Mar-a-Lago is responsible for controlling who gets access to the club. Donald Trump, for his part, says that he's happy with the work of the Secret Service.
I could not be happier with Secret Service. Secret Service has done a fantastic job from day one. Very happy with them.
But now today, the head of the Secret Service, Tex Alls, has been fired. Apparently, Trump was looking for a way to get Tex Alls out, and this apparently was all he needed, this security breach at Mar-a-Lago, and it hastened Tex Alls' departure.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers,
Matt Bevin, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.